Okay, Be'ez Hashem, Beli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef, and today we are going to Beli Neder review the 30 daf of Tainus in a little bit more than 30 minutes. 30 daf in a little bit more than 30 minutes. First, by way of introduction, in the Sefer Yifei Toar, he writes that some people think that rain is nature, but we know that rain is really a miracle, he writes, because you don't know when it's going to rain. It's not going to rain. The weatherman says it is. It isn't. A lot of this Masechta talked about rain. We have to think about the fact that when we open our pantries every morning and we see food in the pantry, it's mamish, a miracle. The fact that it rains and we're sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a miracle. The Gemara also listed 9 reasons for stopping of rain. And a lot of it has to do with when we don't do the right things. We don't give enough tzedakah. We say we're going to give tzedakah. We talk Lashon Hara. We're brazen. We don't have busha, bittul Torah, gezel, and various other sins. We don't daven appropriately. So these are things we have to strengthen ourselves. We're in charge of our own destiny when it comes to parnasa. That's one of the big yisodos. Let's begin with daf beis. Now, the Gemara presented no less than at least 6 opinions about when you start to say Ma'aseh Ruach. Rabbi Eliezer says from the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua from Shachris of the last day of Shemini Atzeres. Now, Tosa says, what do you mean? But in Chutz Laretz, we got to sit in the Sukkah an extra day. So why are we davening for rain? Well, it's only the Rabbanan, so we're going to daven for rain anyway. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Shemini Atzeres. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmini Atzeres, it's Musaf and not Shachos. We'll talk about why in a minute, which is our practice. And Pesach, we stop saying Masharach at Shachos and not Musaf. That's our minig. Now, the Gemara brought a brisa that had a 4th opinion, which is from the first day of Sukkot in the morning when you take the lulav. Rabbi Yeshua said from the time you put down the lulav, which is Shmini Atzeres at night. Number 6 is Rabbi Yehuda Masera said on the 2nd day of Sukkot, and Rabbi Kiva said on the 6th day of Sukkot. So we had no less than 7 opinions about when to start saying Ma'aseh Ruach Morning Geshem. Now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know you say Ma'aseh Ruach in davening? So the Gemara, how do you know that you're supposed to mention the rain in Tefillah? So the Gemara quoted on Daf Beis, U'la'avdo b'chal levavichem v'nasati mitaratzchem mito, that u'la'avdo b'chal levavichem. And the Gemara says, what's Avodah Shebelev? That's Tefillah. This Pasuk, Ulavdo B'chol Levavchem, is the source for the Rambam. The Rambam says, to daven once a day, every day, is a mitzvah saseh midoraisa. The Ramban disagrees and says, all of Tefillah is really Drabban, except for an Eish Tzara. And therefore, the Ramban says, this Pasuk, Ulavdo B'chol Levavchem, means that there's a mitzvah saseh midoraisa, to serve Hashem with all your heart. And the Gemara in Daf Beis also said that the 3 keys Hashem did not give to a shliach that Hashem deals with on his own. Rain, birth, and tchias hamesim, all of them have to do with birth and giving life. When it comes to giving life, Hashem does it on his own. We also learned the extra mem yud mem in the laning of Sukkot is the source for nisach hamayim b'chag min ha-Torah. Daf Gimel. We learned on Daf Gimel that there are 3 halacha l'moshe m'sinais. Eser Netios, planting 10 saplings in the last 30 days before Shemitah, and the custom of Arava, and Nisach Hamayim is a halacha l'moshe misina. Now, the Rambam mentions that one should say Morid HaTal the entire summer. That's, and the Minhag Svarad is that way, to say Morid HaTal. Bnei Ashkenaz do not say anything in the summertime. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both Minhagim, In the Mishnah and the Gemara, they mentioned that you really only start saying Ma'aseh Ruach Shemini Atzeres at Musaf, and not Shachris. However, even though we start at Musaf, the Chazan has to be Machris first. And that's why the Rush quotes Yerushalmi that no, you're only allowed to say it after the Chazan yells it out. So in the Siddur of Amram, it says that the Chazan begins it in his Chazar Sashatz at Musaf, but the Kol only starts at Mincha. However, the Rush concludes, we do not have that practice, but we say the Gabbai calls it out, so that's good enough. You don't have to wait till Mincha, you could say it at Musaf. Now, why don't we start saying Ma'aseh Ruach from the night before? Why Musaf of Shemini Atzeres? So we said in those times specifically, a lot of people did not come to shul at night, and therefore there would be people starting it different, they wouldn't know. So why not shacharis? So some say not shacharis because those who didn't come at night are going to think you started it the night before, and the next year they're going to start it at night. However, the Piskei Rid says no, more people used to come to shul for the rabbi's drasha or for the reading of the Torah and for musaf, like you still have in some shuls nowadays. People come late, so we want to wait till more people are there. And that's why we start saying Masha Baruch by musaf. And we mentioned that the Ran says you should say it even in the summer, because it's no harm, no foul to say Morat Atal. However, obviously, Tosas points out if you don't say Morat Atal in the summer, it's okay. And the Torah quotes both opinions, the Mechaber, the Ramah, should you say Morat Atal in the summer? The Shulchan Aruch says yes, the Ramah says no. Tosas says, even according to the Ramah, it's good to say Morat Atal over the summer, because b'di'evet, if you said Morat Atal all year long, you're going to be Yotze. And finally, what about if you're not sure if you said Masha Baruch or not? So Tosas says, within 30 days, you could assume that you did not say it. Within 30 days of Shmini Atzeres, you could assume you did not say it. And the Torah quotes Marami Rutenberg, Kuf Yudalid, that on Shmini Atzeres they used to say, Mechayim Esim Atarav Loshia Masha Baruch Negeshim 90 times. And he brings a riot from Ashar Hamuad, that usually Ashar Hamuad gores 3 times in 3 days, but if it gores 3 times in 1 day, Kal V'chaimer, and others say, Rabbeinu Peretz, quoted by the Torah, disagrees. By Ashar Hamuad, there it makes sense. The guy's a wild animal. He's literally a wild animal if he does it 3 times in 1 day. But here, does it mean you're going to remember it better if you say it 90 times in 1 day? No, it maybe takes a longer time to develop it. However, the Rush does quote the Maram. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Chasam Sofer says you should do it 101 times. And there's a remez about that. But the word Shachach is Gematria 328 minus 101 is Zachar. So the difference in Shachach and Zachar is 101. So says the Chasam Sofer. Daf Dalet. Anything we learned on Daf Dalet, any Talmud Chacham who's not Kasha Kabarzel, he's not tough like iron, is not a Talmud Chacham, Reish Lakish. And the problem is, other places in Psachim, Samachva, we learn called Talmud Chacham that gets angry, loses his wisdom. And in Yuma Daf Chaf Beis, any Talmud Chacham that's not like a snake, he's not no kim v'note like a snake, is not a Talmud. So which one is it? So the Ben Yoyada writes that it depends. If he's just getting angry, it's not a good thing for Talmud Chacham. But if someone was mevaza Talmud Chacham, someone made fun of a Talmud Chacham or put him down, then he has a right to get angry. Others, the Meiri says, no, it's a machlokas. And Ravina holds, like it says in Kohelis, hasar kas mi libecha, anger is always bad. Others say that the kas should be on the outside, but on the inside he should be at peace. The Gemara says in Daf Dalet, 3 people asked inappropriately. For 2 of them, they got a good answer. And for 1 of them, Hashem answered them, also in quotes, inappropriately. Eliezer, Shaul and Yiftach. Eliezer said, the first girl that comes along that does X, Y, and Z, that's going to be the right wife. Hashem, he got lucked out, he got Rivka. Shaul said, whoever beats Goliath gets my daughter. Luckily, he got David. Yiftach said, whoever walks out of my house first, I'm going to be makar as a carbon. And his daughter walked out first. And Machlokas, whether or not he actually offered her as a carbon or not. And the Gemara there says also, the Malbim says he didn't kill her. He just didn't had her not get married. Pinchas didn't want to go to Yiftach. And Yiftach didn't want to go to Pinchas to be matir neder. And the Medrash says that they were both got punished. Yiftach was arrogant, and therefore he died a horrible death. Pinchas lost his Ruach HaKodesh, so says Tosfos. And we have Machlokas, the 3rd of Mar Cheshvan, do you start asking the same Talmud Matar? Rabbi Gamliel says on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, and we pass like Rabbi Gamliel. Daf Hey! So in Daf Hey we learned that Shmuel died 52 years before he was supposed to die, because so that Shaul will die. And Shmuel didn't want to see the death of his student Shaul, so he died before Shaul, and therefore David could be king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shmuel look older than he was, so people shouldn't say that he died early. The Marashas asks, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memali Shnosav Shel Tzadikim? How could he have died 52 years too early? So, no, but Shmuel himself had died. He didn't want to see his student die, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him die early, even though he was a Tzadik. And Shmuel davened for Shaul, to Shmuel daven for Shaul to have an extension on his melucha, even though usually we assume ein malchus no geba charetik malonima, but Shmuel's tefila for Shaul was accepted. Now the Gemara also said on daf hey that Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov never died. What does this mean? So we had six different explanations. Either pshuto, sometimes his neshama was so close to his body that he's able to be around a little bit to see certain things. Or maybe it means he had no psul in his zera. All 12 of his kids were tzaddikim. Or maybe he didn't die in Mitzrayim, but he did die when he got to Eretz Yisrael. Or maybe he's going to have an early tchias hamesim. Or maybe it means that even after he died, he was able to see the maisim tovim of his kids. Or makashul azara mahu b'chayim, mazara b'chayim afu b'chayim. That if his kids were tzaddikim, that's called a person not dying. Daf vav. Now, the Gemara said that there are three reigns. So the first reign is when we start saying the same talamatar. The last reign is if it doesn't rain by that time, we start fast days. What's the halachic significance of the middle rain? So the Gemara presented a number of different opinions that if a person swears he's going to eat kishka until the rainy season, so that's till the second rain. Because by nedarim, we follow what people normally mean. People mean the middle of the season. And when do we say that a person, even who's not poor, is allowed to grab the leket shechopeya of olives? That's from the second rain. And a person is allowed to take shortcuts through other people's property up until the second rain, because after that stuff's growing and it's going to be bad for the crop. And you're allowed to be nene from the straw of Shemitah until the second rain, because we have a rule, anytime it stops growing in the field, and that's when you have to do bior and get rid of the kash. So until the second rain, it was growing out in the fields, and therefore you were allowed to eat it until the second rainy season. Daf Zayin. Now, on Daf Zayin, we had a whole bunch of Gemaras that talked about the importance of the study of Torah. And the Gemara says that a rainy day is as great for the world as the day that the Torah was given, because Torah gives life and rain gives life. And that's why we read in Ha'azinu, Ya'arof kamatar l'kri, may my words of Torah sustain the world like rain. And all of us who have the privilege to study the Daf Yomi every day, we should know that we're giving life to ourselves, we're giving life to our families. Just like the rain gives parnasa, so too the Torah gives a person life in parnasa. The Gemara says, anyone who's osik b'Torah l'shma, the Torah becomes like an elixir of life, sam chayim, like a medicine. And if you learn lo l'shma, it's a sam hamavas. The Gemara says in Brachas Yedzayin, if you learn shelo l'shma, it's better that you weren't created. Didn't we ask? The Gemara in Pesachim says, it's good to learn shelo l'shma because mitok shelo l'shma. Tosas and Dav Zayin and Tainus answers, it depends. If you're learning lekanter, you're learning to show that Torah is wrong, so then it's a poison. But if you're learning just for the covet, so then we say mitosh alolishma balishma. Now do we also learn that Torah is like fire and it's only miskayim, just like fire needs two sticks to rub together, so too you're supposed to learn mechavrusa, you're supposed to learn with a Rebbe, with a chavrusa. And k'tanim amechadim esagdolim by their questions. And the Gleital writes that lima Torah l'shma, that when you enjoy Torah, that's part of Torah l'shma. We also learn that Torah is compared to water, just like water flows from a high place to a low place, so to divrei Torah only miskayim with someone who's humble. The Rebbe needs to be humble, and everyone who learns needs to be humble. Torah is compared to water, wine, and milk. All these things survive in like a plastic container, so too Torah only in a humble container. Rav Lichtenstein says, water and milk are a basic good, wine and honey are like an exalted good. Torah is both something you need every day and also something that's very, very exciting. Daf Ches. Reish Lakish says, if you see somebody struggling with his learning, you got to prepare. You got to learn the Mishnayos. Yarba B'Yeshiva, you got to sit down more. Reish Lakish used to prepare 40 times before learning Rabbi Yochanan. Connected the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed Torah every day in Har Sinai. Rav Adam Bar Abba did it 24 times. Rava says, if you see a person struggling with his learning, it's because his Rebbe didn't show him a smile. Wow. Rabba lo hisbir lo panim. His Rebbe didn't smile at him. What should he do? He should try to get close to the Rebbe. and Rava says two Talmidei Chacham in a city that aren't nice to each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And there's so much to say on this stuff, but we will continue. You're not allowed to die. You're not allowed to daven for two tzaras at the same time. And bracha is only in things that are covered over. Summer min ayin. Daf tes. We learned on daf tes. Aser ta aser aser b'shvil shetis asher. If you give tzedakah, you're going to get rich. Tis asher or tis aser, you're going to give a lot of meiser. So you can have a lot of money. You give a lot of meiser. Now, even though you're not allowed to do mitzvahs, usually almanas l'kabel schar. However, tzedakah is different. You're allowed to give tzedakah that a person should be healed from illness, or tzedakah for another thing. The pasuk says, "V'chanuni na b'zos." You're allowed to test Hashem with tzedakah. Now, the three shittos of Nishon about ma'aser k'safim, giving a tenth of your money to tzedakah. Right, that's giving ma'aser. So Tosfos seems to say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to give tzedakah. Others say it's a rabbanan. Others say it's a minug. Either way, it's a very good thing to do, to give one-tenth of your parnasa to tzedakah. The Gemara says that when bad things happen to a person, he shouldn't blame Hashem. He should think it's because of his own sins. And Reish Lakish, his son, proved this from the sons of Yosef. What did Hashem do to us? What is this that Hashem did to us? No, it didn't Hashem. You did it to yourself. Okay, Daf Yud. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and the whole rest of the world was created from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has a special hashkacha. He causes it to rain by himself, and the rest of the world is through a shliach. And the Ramban at the end of Achremo says every other nation has an angel that Hashem uses, but Klal Yisrael is run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Eretz Yisrael is run by Hashem himself. That's why Eretz Yisrael doesn't tolerate sins. That's why Yaakov married two sisters outside Eretz Yisrael. And that's why even the mitzvos, the Ramban and Rashi say, putting on tefillin and chutz la'aretz is just practice for Eretz Yisrael. So we learned, Tanakhama says on the third of Marchesh when you start saying the same Talmud, Torah Gamliel says the seventh, so that the last person who left Eretz Yisrael after Yontif gets to Nahar Paras. Now, so the Midrash says those people who stayed the whole Yontif. It sounds like you don't have to stay in Eretz Yisrael by basically just the whole Yontif. But Tosfos says, what do you mean you have to stay all Yontif to eat the Shal Misimcha? That's a machlokus, whether or not you only have to stay one night, you know, you got to stay the whole Yontif. Now, until when? In Galus, you start saying it 60 days after the Tekufa. Now, the 21st of September is when fall starts. 60 days later would be like the 22nd of November. But in 1582, the Pope added 10 days to the calendar, so that's why we got to December 4th, as opposed to the 4th of, as opposed to the 22nd or 23rd of November. Yud Aleph. A person is not allowed to have relations during a year of famine. Even for other, when the whole rest of the world is in Tsar, a person is not supposed to have marital relations. Shmuel says, anyone who takes a fast upon himself is called a sinner. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, you're called a kadosh. Reish Lakish says, you're called a chassid. But a Talmud Chacham, he really has to make sure to get a good meal so that he's able to eat appropriately. Daf Yud Beis. Any tannis that you don't accept from the night before is not a tannis. Even though we find that, I'm sorry, that's one thing. You have to accept tannis from yesterday. But any tannis that you don't fast the whole day is not called a tannis. We find a few places that people fasted not till the night. It's not a real tannis. They just did it to be mishtati for the tzar at Tzibur. Sinav, the son of Binyamin, had a yontif on the 10th of Av, because that's the day they agreed to bring the wood for the Beis HaMikdash. If Tisha B'Av got pushed off from Shabbos to a Sunday, they would not fast the whole day. The Taz is medayik from this, that a Tisha B'Av that's pushed off is a little bit lighter in halachas than a regular Tisha B'Av, if it's a nidcha. The Gemara has machlokas Rav and Shmuel. If someone accepted upon himself to fast on a certain day, then he got sick. Is it like a neder that he has to make it up? Or no, he just meant to be mitzar himself. If he can't make it up, he doesn't have to make it up. The Gemara says that if a person has a bad dream, so it's good to fast on that day, even on Shabbos, but if you do a Tanis Chalom on Shabbos, you have to fast another day to make up that fast. Yud Gimel. An avel is not allowed to take a shower, and la halacha the Gemara paskin hilchasa. An avel is not allowed to take a shower of his whole body all 7 days, not in hot water and not in cold water. Panav yadav araglav, his face, his hands, and his feet. He can't do it with hot water, but he can do it with cold water. But to anoint himself, even deodorant, we paskin this way, all 7 days of avelus, you're not allowed to even a little bit. And we also learned, however, that a nida and a yoledes, they are allowed to go to the mikveh even on Tisha B'Av, even on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim disagrees. He says, "Hey, you could delay it one day for the sake of the Churban Beis Hamikdash." Now, there's no such thing as dipping in a mikveh in hot water, because if it's hot water, that means it's Mayim She'uvim. Right? It's in a pipe. But the Chamei Tiveria, that was the exception to the rule. Now, you're not supposed to do malacha on a tainus only by day, but the night before it's okay. And the isser of wearing leather shoes on a tainus is only in the city, but not on the road. You're allowed to wear leather shoes. And the isser of taking a shower is only kol gufa, as we said. Daf Yudalin. Rav Chiya Barashi said in the name of Rav that a yachid says aneinu as a separate bracha between gol and rofe. Rav Ashi, in the name of Rav Yane, says no. Yachid says it in Shomei Tefillah, and that's the halacha that's passed in Shulchan Aruch. But the Chazan says Aneinu as a separate bracha between Goel and Rofe, and he finishes it off. Baruch Atah Hashem Ha'oneh La'amo Yisrael Beis Tzara. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Siddurim, says just Ha'oneh Beis Tzara, and that is our Midav. If a Yachid is fasting a Tanis Chalom on Shabbos, where there's no Shomei Tefillah, so where does he put Aneinu? So according to the Goanim, he puts Aneinu right before he says Yiyu L'Ratzon at the end of Shemona Esrei. And we also learned in the Yudal, the Rambam Perish Mishnayis and Demai says that Tamini Chacham are called Chaverim because their friendship is a real, sincere friendship, which is L'Shem Shemayim. The second parak, Seder Tanios, Daf Tesvov. So there's three, then three, then seven fast days. The first three Tanios, Anshei Mishmar, are fast but not the whole day. And the Anshei Beis Av, that's the fill-ins for the week, Lo hayu misanin klal. They didn't fast at all. The middle ones, the Anshei Mishmar, complete. Anshei Beis Av don't complete. And the last seven, everybody completes. That's Rabbi Yeshua. The Chacham say everything one step less. Now, there were certain holidays written in Megillas Tainis that you're not allowed to give a hesped. So the days that it said Megillas Tainis, you can't do a hesped. So the day before it's us and afterwards mutter. Rav Yossi says it's us even afterwards. And the days of Megillas Tainis that you can't fast on those days, so then before and after is mutter. Rav Yossi says only after it is mutter, but before it is usser. Now, we're not allowed to make a tainis on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, but if you had a set of fast days from before that, so then im ischilu ein mafsikin. Rav Meir agrees, Rav Gamliel agrees that you don't complete the fast day. Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos, you would not fast the whole day because you don't want to go into Shabbos hungry. It's not a cover for Shabbos. Nowadays, such a thing cannot happen. Daf Tes Zayin. So during this last seven fast days, they would go out to the streets and daven in the streets to show that they're in Golos. They would place ashes on the Aron Kodesh for Imo Anochi Bitzara. The Rambam says they placed ashes on the Sefer Torah itself. Now the Gemara says they used to go out to the graves to show that we're as if we're dead, we have no rain. Or maybe that the people should be Mavakesh Rachanim. This seems to prove, even though it didn't say this in the Bavli, it says this in the Yerushalmi, maybe the Maritz Chai brings proof there that the Yerushalmi was written before the Bavli. They must have known they had the custom to go out to the graves. Tosfos says that from here we see a minhag that on Tisha B'Av you should go visit graves. Kamenetsky has the custom to visit the three boys' graves every Tisha B'Av. The Har Habayis is called the Har HaMoria because that's where Torah went out to the Jewish people, Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah. That's where the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishchas HaGozis. Also, that's where fear went out to the world. Someone who violates Gezela and doesn't return the lost object and does tshuva, it's like Tovol V'Sheretz B'Yado. Some say it means someone who does tshuva and he's not mekabel on himself to leave the sin, that's like Tovol V'Sheretz B'Yado. And Chazim, for Tainus and Yom Narayim, has to be old, and he has to know the tefillah well, so he doesn't make mistakes. He has to have kids. He shouldn't have a lot of money. He shouldn't have a lot of aveiros. He should have a nice voice. Most importantly, the Kol should want him as the Chazim. Also, it's good that he doesn't have a bad reputation from his youth. Yud Zayin. Anshe Mishmar are not allowed to drink wine during the day. Maybe they'll need them as the fill-ins. But at night, they're mutter. The Anshe Beisav, the people who mamash working that day, they can't drink, not by day and not by white, not by night. Even Mizman Azez, some say they shouldn't do it, but we don't pask in that way. Now, even though, now a coin, Rav Ashi says, if a coin drank wine, if he does avodah, he gets kares. And if a coin let his hair grow long, didn't take a haircut, and he did avodah, also is bekares. But only a drunk coin ruins the avodah, but a coin with long hair is not machal the avodah. So therefore, there are gozer on wine, and not on the long hair. My father-in-law said, Pshat, why is a shasli? They both chayav kares. Why does one ruin the avodah, one not? Because if you drink wine, it's mamish a chisaron, and you're drunk when you're doing the avodah, it affects the avodah. But long hair doesn't really affect the avodah. A king is supposed to take a haircut every day. Kohen gadol once a week. And the Kohen Hedjo every 30 days. Daf Yud Ches. They established a holiday on the 28th day of Nisan, because that's the day that they got an idea to convince the Romans to permit them to study Torah and to observe Shabbos and to continue to do the Bris Milah. The 13th of Adar was the Yom Nicanor. It was also a holiday. One of the Greek generals that made fun of the Jewish people, the Chashmonaim, killed him. They chopped off his thumbs and his big toes, and some say chopped off his head. And on the 12th of Adar, Yom Toryonos, that one of the also Roman general was killed who had killed two Jewish brothers. And Yud Dalet and Tetzav Adar are Osir Behesped Betanis, whether you live in a walled city or not. Oh, now we're up to the third parak. I don't know if I mentioned the second parak, but okay. The third parak, Daf Yud Ches. The third parak is called Perka de Chasida, because we have all the stories of the Chasidim. If one city doesn't have rain, all the cities around it, even if they do have rain, should also fast, because the people are going to come buying from them. And the Gemara seems to imply, the Rishonim understand, if there's a plague in Ashkelon, they were gozer tanis even in Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like Ashkelon was outside Eretz Yisrael. Now others, the Ran of the Ritva, say no, it was in Eretz Yisrael, even though by Gittin it's outside Eretz Yisrael, because it was lo kivshua ole bavel. Since it was kivshua ole mitzrayim, it's considered to be one medina. Choni hamagel, daven tashem with chutzpah, made a circle around, he said, I'm not coming out of the circle until it rains. He davened with chutzpah, but Shimon Shetach didn't put him into Chayim, because Hashem answered him. And there was so much rain that they went into the Har HaBayis, even though, either because it was high or because it had a roof. Asks the Turei Evin, it has more kedusha than a shul. A shul you're not allowed to go into for the rain. So it must be that this was such a sakana. And when it finally rains, they would go into shul and say, Halal HaGadol, because you got to say thank you. It's not enough to be angry at Hashem when it doesn't rain. You got to say thank you, say Halal HaGadol, when Hashem answers your tefillos. Now, Daf Chaf, in Eicha, Yerushalayim is compared to a Nida. So the Gemara says it's a good thing, because even though a Nida is far away from her husband for 7 days, afterwards she can go to the mikvah. Her husband's going to get back together with her, like Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to get back together with us. And also Ke'almana. Ke'almana, we're not actually Almana, we're Ke'almana, because our husband is going to come back from the Medina Sayyam. Even though it's out of order, but that's the way it goes. First, the Nida, that we're just separate from the husband, and then like an almana, that once we separate ourselves, then Hashem responds, it gets more separate from us. Now, the Gemara tells the story of Nachdimon ben Gurion, who bought on credit a lot of water, and then it's supposed to rain, and it was the last day, and he was going to lose all his money, and he made a miracle. The Chasam Sofer says that really it was already the end of the day. So he, even though he didn't benefit from it, he gave all the profits to the Aniyim, nevertheless he was punished. That's why in Ksubas it says his daughter had to pluck the weed out of the Gloli Behemos, because it was a Shtikl Gezel Agai. He had to cause a miracle, but really the day had been over. Now the Gemara says a person should be soft like a reed and not tough like a cedar tree. And even the Torah could bring a person to Gaiva. The Gemara tells a terrible story about one of the rabbis who said to a guy, you're so ugly. So the Gemara learns from that a person is supposed to be soft and not tough. And Rav Ada Bar Rava had a merit that walls would not fall down. Even creaky walls would not fall down. And they asked him, how did you merit long life? And he said, I never got angry in my house, and I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. I didn't think about Torah in the garbage dump. I never walked 4 hours without Torah and Tefillin. I never slept in the Beis Medrash, Keva or Arai. I never rejoiced when my enemy went down. And I never called my friend by his nickname. Chaf Aleph. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan both needed Parnassa. They stopped learning. And they were in a place of Sakana. And the Malachim wanted to kill them. Rabbi Yochanan heard one Malach say to the other, one of them is going to be great. He heard the call. He went into learning. The Sifri says there's two psukim, lo yechdal evyon, lo yebucha evyon. You won't have any poor people, there'll always be poor people. When we're doing Ratzon Hashem, there won't be poor people. When we're not, then there are poor people. Nochem ish gamzu would say gamzu latova when everything happened. One time he delayed giving tzedakah a little bit, somebody died, and he afflicted himself because of all that. You got to give tzedakah right away. The Gemara says, lo mekomo shel demechabdo, odem mechabed mekomo. Daf Chaf Beis. Elio Anavi said, three people are B'nai Olam Haba. Someone who keeps divisions between men and women, someone who brings simcha to people who are sad, and someone who brings peace between two people. Yoshiyahu, who tried to do tshuva, he got everybody to do tshuva, but he didn't allow Paranacho to pass through the land of Israel. Cherev Lo Sava B'Arzchem, he didn't consult with Yirmiyahu Anavi. He was unfortunately killed in the battle with Paro. They threw 300 arrows at him, and there's a kinnah on Tisha B'Av that we say by Yikonin Yirmiyo al Yoshio. So you can't be so arrogant. You got to ask for advice. You're not allowed to make a fast day for too much rain because you don't complain about too much of a good thing. Chaf Gimel, Choni Amagal brought a par hoda'a. Rashi says that he lehisvados. So the mitzvah says the Rambam that you can't be misvada al hashlami, but it means he thanked Hashem for all that he did for him. Like vidui maestros. It's not vidui on a sin, it's a vidui of thanksgiving. Some have a different gear, so lahodos. Yeah, that makes more sense. The Marsha says he was misvada on the fact that he violated the din, that he davened that too much good of a good thing stopped, right? He said, please stop the rain. You're not usually supposed to daven for that. Choni Amagel slept for 70 years and went back to the Beis Medrash. They didn't show him honor. He davened that he should die, and he died. Not because he needed the kavod, but because the Talmud Chacham that they no longer need his learning, so he couldn't deal with the fact that they didn't need his learning anymore. This is a big mussar that people get old, we should try to show them that we still need them. It's a great story from Lubavitcher Rebbe with his accountant, and he was like sick, but he went over to the accountant and made him feel like he still needed him. Abba Chilkiyo did not answer even Shalom al Aleichem Shalom when he was working out in the fields, because that would be Geneva. Wow. Abba Chilkiyo davened for the Rishorim that they should die, but his wife said, don't die, don't daven, daven the Rishorim should do tshuva, like Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir. So that was the more correct thing, and that's what his wife did. His wife davened they should do tshuva, and they did tshuva. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yoshev did not want to daven that people should have atzlach in their learning. Rav Shechter said over from the stipler that the stipler didn't want to daven for him that he should have atzlach in your learning. To have atzlach in your learning is only hard work. I can't daven for you. You got to come to Daf Yomi every morning. You got to put in the effort. The only way of atzlach in learning, a bracha is not going to give you atzlach in the learning. Oh my gosh, Chaf Gimel, there's so much to say. Oh no, Chaf Dalet. Chaf Dalet. We learned if you take a fish from the ocean, you're chai for killing. Some say it's tzad. Rabbi Nagershim says both. Trapping and killing. If it's bemazed, you only die once. So that's why he's only one. Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukris didn't care about his own son and daughter. He decreed they should die. So his Talmidim ran away from him. If you don't care about your own son and daughter, then we can't learn from you. You see how important the relationship between Rebbe and the student is. Elazar Ish Bar Susa gave all of his money to tzedakah. Even though you're not supposed to give more than a fifth, the Rambam seems to say that you're allowed to. Just you don't have to. He said to his daughter that she shouldn't benefit from Mais and Nisim. Some say that's only B'yachid, but B'tzibur, how come Neiros Chanukah we benefit from Mais and Nisim? Some say only Yachid can't benefit, but a Tzibur can. And maybe it was for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, you can benefit from Ma'ase Nisim. Some say a Nes Nigla, you shouldn't benefit, but a Nes Nistar, you can benefit. The Rebbe has to treat the sons of the rich kids and the sons of the poor kids the same. And also you should try to get people to learn with bribes sometimes. The Gemara says the whole world was nizon for Chanina Bini, and Chanina Bini only needed a measure of carob from Friday to Friday. Chaf Hei, the Magen Avraham writes, we bring a raya from Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradion's wife, that it's better to bake your own challahs and not to buy the challahs. Now Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradion's wife said, how much longer are we going to be poor? So he davened, and they had, and normally there's three regalim on a shulchan, but he got a golden, they got a golden foot of a table. So he saw that they're on the next world, they're only going to have Torah, they're only going to have Torah and Gvilas Chasadim. But because he davened for the whole world to have rain, they lost the, and he got paid in this world, so he lost the avoda from the next world. That's Rav Chaim Volozhin. That's what the Maharsha says. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, no, Gemilas Chasadim, he lost that leg. Anyway, he davened that they should take it back, and they took it back. The daughter of Rav Chanina Mendoza was upset. By accident, she lit Shabbos candles with vinegar instead of oil. So he said to her, don't worry, the one who says that oil should burn will say that chomer should burn. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes no difference. It's all the same. Everything's Nisim. Now, Levi got hurt because he said, ah, HaKadosh Baruch, you're not giving rain, you're only up in the heavens, you don't care about what's going down earth. He didn't speak appropriately. He got hurt. Some say he did that while he was demonstrating bowing down. Others say it was both. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Gimel is alluded to here. Even when Hashem no longer is listening to prayers, but the Shari Demaos, tears, the gates of tears are never locked. Rabbi Akiva was answered, he just said, Avidu Malkeinu. Rabbi Lazar, Davin 24 brachas, he wasn't answered. Not that Rabbi Akiva was greater, Rabbi Akiva was maver al midosov. He was meichel on his midos. Some say it means he worked on himself. Chaf Vav. The Nevi'im Rishonim instituted 24 mishmaros. On every mishmar there were mamad in Yerushalayim of Kohanim, Yisraelim, and in their cities they would get together to read from Ma'ase Bereishis. Anshei mamad would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And five things happened in Shavuos Betamuz. The luchos broke, the tumid stopped, the city in the Zman Bayis Sheni Yerushalayim was broken into, Afustimus burnt the Torah, and they Menashe placed the tselem in the Heichal Bayis Rishon. Five things happened on Tisha B'Av. Dor HaMabul didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. The first base of Middash, the second base was destroyed. Beta was destroyed, and Turnus Rufus plowed over the city of Jerusalem. Now, it sounds like you're not allowed to eat before Musaf, because there's no Chashash Shechros in Musaf. The Kohanim on a fast day would duchen Shachris and Musaf. The rush brings arrive from here that you're not allowed before Musaf. Lahalacha, you're only supposed to take a snack before Musaf. You're not supposed to have a whole meal before Musaf. Chav Zayin. We learned that the Karbanos are mechaper on the sins of Klal Yisrael, and saying the Karbanos could be mechaper. Rabbeinu Yonah Bracha says saying Karbanos is a din doraisa, neshama parm suaseinu. Anyone, Gemara says, kol ha'osek b'toras chatas is zikyu if you're makrav chatas. Chafetz Chaim said this is a special din by Karbanos, but others say no. Im lovan garti v'taryag mitzvos shamarti, all mitzvos, by learning the Torah of the mitzvos, it's as if you did the mitzvos, and we brought a lot of proofs to that. Chaf Ches, dvarim shebichsav, you're not allowed to say them baal peh. Dvarim shal baal peh, you're not allowed to say them bichsav, but they wrote down the Gemara because of Eis Lasis L'Shem Efeir Torah Secha. Halal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa. There are 18 days that we say the full Halal. That's where Halal is Doraisa. Chav Tes. The Gezeirah not to go into Eretz Yisrael was on Tisha B'Av. You cried for no reason. I'm going to make you cry for all generations. Even though most of the burning of the Beis Hamikdash was on the 10th of Av, they established it on the 9th of Av because that was the beginning of the burning. And the Chasam Sofer says, by the time it was burnt, it was already Chulin, so the rest of the burning didn't count. The young children of the Kohanim threw all the keys of the Beis Hamikdash up to the Shemayim, and a hand came out and accepted them, and some say that's Mipnei HaYod, Shen Shtachav Mikdashecha. Just like when Av comes, we lessen the Simcha, So to when Adar comes, we make a lot of simcha. Rashi says because of the nisim of Purim and Pesach. And finally, Daf Lamed. Suda Mafsekes, the Ravid says that's the last meal. You're not allowed to eat after the Suda Mafsekes. The Ramban says no. You're allowed to, that's the last meal, but you're allowed to snack afterwards. Shulchan Aruch is paskin that way. Erev Tisha B'Av, a person shouldn't eat two cooked foods. He shouldn't eat meat and he shouldn't drink wine. We, of course, don't do that the whole 9 days. And Makom Shnagalas is Malach on Tisha B'Av, you do. Tamidi Chacham should never do work on Tisha B'Av. And Rav Shimon Galil says everyone should make themselves like Tam Chacham. The Gemara says anyone who mourns for Jerusalem, Zoche V'Roa B'Simchas already in the present. The Sfasem says that shows that you know there's going to be a redemption. There were no greater Yom Tovim than the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of Slicha Mechila and the day of Lucha Shnius. We pointed out from Salvagic, those two things are dependent on one another. And Tu B'Av had six great things that happened on Tu B'Av. And finally, just one thing about Lamed Aleph. We'll do the Lamed Aleph tonight. But one thing about Lamed Aleph is that the day that the Haruge Beitar, Tu B'Av was the day the Haruge Beitar were allowed to be buried. They made the Bracha HaTov HaMeitiv instituted an invention. HaTov Shelo Hisrichu, that they didn't decompose. The HaMeitiv Shenitnu L'Kvura. Rav Kook said very beautifully, why is HaTov HaMeitiv in benching? Because just like Hashem winked at us, it was such a day of tragedy, it was going to be a long galus. He winked at us, he performed this miracle that the Ruge Beitiv Nitin L'Kvura. So too, every time a person benches, he should feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is winking at him and giving him food and sustaining him through the galus until that time. We'll be zochet to Mashiach Tzidkenu. May that day come. I hope to see you tonight at 9:30 after the 9:15 Ma'ariv for the Siyum. Thank you very much for joining.